Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. Health, wellness, and fitness. Five days a week.
So many people live with chronic pain every day. It's one of the biggest complaints in this country to doctors, millions of people. And unless you've been in chronic pain, you don't understand. And some doctors you might even see don't even necessarily believe in the pain that you might be describing, whether it's from polymyalgia or fibromyalgia or arthritis or any number of problems that exist. And what do you do for it? Do you take some sort of narcotic for your pain? What are you doing? And is there a problem with overdosing or addiction? My guest today is Dr. Anita Gupta. She's board-certified anesthesiologist and pain specialist. Welcome to the show, Dr. Gupta. So pain management is a burgeoning field in this country, and more people that I know, and I'm an exercise physiologist, Dr. Gupta, that have pain, whether it's from problems in their back and the pain down their legs or so many causes.
Right.
And people are on narcotics and they either become addicted or if they're elderly, they might overdose. So what are you seeing as a pain specialist, and are opioids still the first line of defense?
You know, for millions of Americans, prescription opioid pain medications remain, you know, one of the most important treatment plans for chronic pain. You know, and understanding how to use them safely is absolutely critical. As a pain physician and as an anesthesiologist and also as a pharmacist, I can't tell you how important it is that you have this conversation with individuals who are taking these medications. You know, 44 deaths occur every day in the United States due to prescription opioid overdoses, and 80% of those deaths are unintentional, meaning, you know, just as you said, the elderly individual taking the medication just as they're supposed to may unintentionally have an opioid overdose. So, you know, it's so important. And again, as you said, opioid overdose is a growing health, public health problem in the United States and has, according to the CDC, reached epidemic proportions.
It absolutely has. Dr. Gupta, can I ask you to pull back from your telephone microphone just a little bit and so that we can hear you more clearly? This is such a great topic. So, narcotics, are you seeing people getting addicted to them for pain management? And I've heard before, and you tell me if this is true or a myth, that when you have pain, that these kinds of narcotics can actually exacerbate the pain. So you're not taking more because they don't work for you. You're taking more because your nerve endings become more sensitive. So you take more and it spirals out from there, so that there shouldn't be a long-term period of being on these. Am I wrong?
No, it's an excellent question. And, you know, there's a lot of conflicting evidence regarding opioid therapy. But, you know, in this country, opioids remain one of the most prescribed medications in general. And, in fact, the United States has the most opioid prescriptions than any other country in this world. So the question isn't whether or not opioids are being used. We know they're being used. And, you know, as a physician, as a community member, we need to be prepared to treat with some of these overdoses that are occurring due to prescriptions. You know, and it is something that, you know, not only, you know, people are getting sensitized, addicted, all these issues are bringing this to the forefront of, you know, how do we address this problem? How do we better treat these individuals? And, you know, we now have a good way to do that. And that's, you know, what we're here about today. There is a medication now that, you know, is available to people in conjunction with their opiates known as naloxone. And, you know, the American Medical Association and many other professional organizations have, you know, come together to say that this may be, in fact, a treatment that we could provide to our patients to prevent some of these unintentional prescription opioid overdoses.
Wow. So these are things that can go along with it. Now, what about other options such as interventional radiology, things that they can do for back pain, leg pain, all of these other kinds of, what if they're not a candidate for any kind of surgical intervention or any of these things that are out there today, then can they expect that they're going to have to be on these things for the rest of their life?
Right. You know, it's, again, a very excellent question. I can't tell you how many patients I treat every day that have exactly those same questions. You know, as a pain specialist, it's so important to help people understand that medications is only one, you know, option on how to treat pain. And, you know, understanding that there's so many other treatments that are available for people who have chronic pain is part of this. You know, educating the public that, you know, medications is only one small part of it. But yes, there are, you know, interventional pain procedures that we do. There's, you know, biofeedback, mind over matter. There's physical therapy. There's rehabilitation. There's, you know, support from professionals that are skilled in pain management and psychological support and how to treat people who have chronic pain. And as you said, this is a public health epidemic, and, you know, as a physician who specializes in this, I think it is of utmost importance that, you know, we understand that there are other options, and if indeed you are on opiates, you know, as a prescription from your doctor, that you have that conversation. You know, we're here for a campaign known as AmericaStartsTalking.com, which really answers so many of those questions and conveniently located online at the privacy of your own home to really peruse and you know, look through some of those answers to the questions that you're asking.
What's the website again, Dr. Gupta?
It's called AmericaStartsTalking.com. And you know, this website was developed by several professional physicians and public health advocacy groups to develop, to really educate about opioid overdoses, you know, what to do, what family members can do and loved ones can do to help their family members who may be taking this medication. You know, it's also very interesting. 3,300 children aged 0 to 5 each year go to the emergency room due to prescription-related opioid poisonings or emergencies. You know, so this is not something that just affects one person. It affects so many other people. It's a ripple effect. In fact, you know, family members, friends, children, anyone around individuals taking this medication need to visit this website.
So in kind of, you know, conclusion, to wrap this up, if you have an elderly relative or even a spouse or a loved one that's on pain medication, Narco, Vicodin, any of these things on a regular basis, what do you want them to know is the most important information if somebody is on long-term opioids for chronic pain and they have to live their normal life or they work for a living or they're an elderly person? What is it you want them to know, your best bit of information in the last minute here about people that have to be on these kinds of medications?
So opioid emergencies can happen to anyone, anytime. You know, that is the most important message here. And, you know, talk to your doctor. Make sure you're taking the medication as directed. Be vigilant about how opioids can interact with other drugs, other diseases, other substances that may cause that unintentional overdose. Tell your healthcare provider, your pharmacist, your family members about the medical problems you have, the medications you're taking, and be aware of the potential life-threatening side effects of opiates, including these accidental overdoses, and talk to your family members and loved ones so that they're prepared to respond quickly.
That's absolutely great advice, really great advice. And if you're ever somebody who has had chronic pain, you know that this is debilitating and nobody quite understands it, really, like someone who's been there before you. So know what your family members are on, know what your loved ones are on, talk with your pharmacist and their doctor. Be a good advocate for those living with chronic pain. Help them. And there are other options out there besides opiates. So, you know, go exploring. And that's what we're here to do, too, is to tell you about some of those options. You're listening to Radio MD. The show is Melanie Cole's Health Radio, and I love it. Having a great time here. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.